Coach's Insight programs continuing here on at Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman, we're talking McLouth, and we're joined now by girls basketball coach, that is Victoria Johnson. It is brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's Family. Coach, we're done with the regular season now. We get set for the sub-state round opener on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a moment, but just talk about your experience this year taking over as the head coach here for the varsity team. You know, y'all already coached the middle school, and now you're kind of bouncing back and forth. Certainly is going to keep you busy for a good chunk of the year, just balancing that schedule, working back and forth with each. Just talk about that experience and just what was it like overall for you?
You know, I mean, I've been with both programs now for 3 years. Middle school 4 years, high school 3 years now, but you know, it's been really rewarding being a part of it and just watching the program grow as a whole. And now that I'm in charge of both of them, I can really just take over and build off of what I want to see happen. So I'm very excited for the future, especially now that next year it'll come up with girls that I've had for multiple years now, and I see some good things happening for this program.
Yeah, it should be some continuity coming up in the future. But, you know, teams always go through, you know, situations where it's just depending on a class that leaves or, you know, just numbers might be an issue. And that was kind of the case for your team this year and playing games sometimes with only five. And we talked about it a little bit last week, just the challenges of playing with only five and no subs and how challenging is that for those girls not being able, you know, to get those subs and get those breaks. But, you know, give us a few names of some girls that you really like this year that really kind of stood out and really gave it their all, you know, from start to finish.
You know, Callie McCauley has been our go-to all season. She'll be great for us next year. Actually, one of our girls that we had, Johanna Hall, she was actually a foreign exchange student. So she came in never playing basketball, didn't even know the rules of basketball. And now if you watch her, you wouldn't even know that. So it was really fun to watch her grow this season. I wish we could have her back next year. And Lily Mahon was a pretty go-to player this year, and we'll have her back next year too. So I'm pretty excited.
Well, let's talk about Substate coming up. You guys will get the play-in game on Saturday against Care Paravel. They're a team out of Topeka. You know, do you feel like it's a good spot getting a team that you may not be as familiar with, and this Jefferson County North Class 2A Substate, very familiar with most of the teams, of course, out of the NEKL, but you get a team that, you know, you just really don't know much about. How much do you know about it? Have you done much prep, and do you feel like that's an advantage for you?
Actually, they were in our midseason tournament, so I was able to watch them play a couple games. So I kind of got familiar with them there, but to be honest with you, we are just going in and focusing on ourselves and just trying to finish the season strong. I think it'll be a good matchup for us, too, to end the season. It'll be a good, solid game.
Well, we'll see what happens, and a win will keep things alive and move you into the bracket going on early next week. That's the Jefferson County North Class 2A Substate. That is McLouth Girls Basketball Coach. That is Victoria Johnson joining us. Again, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's Family. They will play on Saturday against Care Paravel in that first-round play-in game of that sub-state tournament. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.